Over the past 6 years, Joanna Barsh, a director in New York, and several colleagues have developed Centered Leadership, a group of five capabilities that, when used together, help people unleash their full potential and achieve higher levels of fulfillment with their work and with their lives in general. Centered Leadership is now, in part, a map to guide the development of transformational leaders who can influence profound organizational change from a core of personal mastery. In this discussion, Joanna and Joanne Lavoie, a consultant in Calgary, discuss how centered leaders apply those capabilities across entire organizations. I'm Jocelyn Simpson with McKinsey Publishing, and I spoke with Joanna and Joanne in late 2010. We begin with Joanna describing centered leadership.
Centered leadership, in a nutshell, is about leading yourself, leading others, and leading organization change, but starting with a core of self-mastery. Knowing your own purpose and sources of meaning, which tend to be what makes you happy, what are your core strengths, adding to that how you see the world, the lenses that you were born with, but then how you work on yourself to be able to see the world with the most opportunity, adding to that your ability to connect and create meaningful relationships with others to accelerate your own growth and theirs. Next comes engaging, which is we like to think about pursuing opportunities in the face of fear, because fears are always with us, but frankly, they serve us well most of the time. They tend to constrain us from pursuing the kinds of opportunities that will allow us to grow and make the most difference. And then finally, energizing. That's the one that most leaders have tended to forget in the current turbulent times, and it's one of the most important. Where does your energy come from? Where does it go? And when you are seeking to mobilize a group of people, whether it's four people on your team or 10,000 in your organization, how do you create enough energy to catalyze activity? And where do you restore your energy at the end of the day when you've given it all to them?
The best example where centered leaders really shine is in context of breakthrough change or major challenges, where what's needed is changing the way we think, changing the way we behave. At the core of it, centered leaders have an incredible self-reflection and self-management capacity to be able to transform their own approach to situation and engage others differently. So let me give you an example. One of the presidents of a large chemical manufacturing plant in France was facing having to shut down the plant, which is very challenging to do in France. His competitor had just shut down the plant and faced a major lockout. So that was in the air, and he knew he had to do something different. And he had just gone through a centered leadership training, but decided that he was going to approach it very differently, in a very risky way, to be transparent and to connect more deeply with the employees. So he met with everybody, and he met with the key leaders and with the entire plant and engaged with a level of transparency he would have never done before and opened himself up to connect with them. And as a result, he avoided a major lockout, what would have been a multi-million-dollar shutdown. And he said, I realized the power of being vulnerable and connecting and sharing my own hopes and my own fears and my deepest understanding for what they were going through and my ability to listen to them at a very different level.
You got to start with yourself. You can't expect that centered leadership is some kind of magic pill that you could administer to everybody either inside your own company or in the world at large, and that they will change and finally see it your way. This is all about starting with yourself and transforming how you see the world and how you interact with the world.
We've got gazillions of books out there with leadership models and what you should do and not do and what it looks like. But there's very, very little, if you know, anything written about how do you develop it. And what's exciting about centered leadership is it's the map to say, what do I need to look in myself in order to develop these types of capabilities? My biggest advice for everyone is don't apply these skills in isolation. You can go to nice retreats and look into yourself, but what's powerful is applying centered leadership in context of real challenging work. So an example would be a top team that is facing a very big challenge because they decided to do something that no other company has ever done before and manufacture key components of one of their core product in an emerging market. And it's raising a whole bunch of complexity for them. And as a result, a lot of tension. And all of a sudden, they're facing a divided team with a lot of blame, a finger pointing. They're behind on schedule. They're behind on key decision. Nothing's going really well for them right now. And the head of the organization, the head of manufacturing, who has done some of this centered leadership work before with two of his other teams, knew that what he needed to do in a time when they had no time was to take his team away for 2 days and to start to look at how they were leading this change and how they were themselves contributor of the things that they were complaining about. First, they look at what's the meaning of this? For the sake of what are we working 20 hours a day and trying to make this change happen? And they started getting really energized. And then on that, they then started to look at how are they themselves behaving in a way that is creating the very outcome that they're complaining about, and how are they themselves starting to blame and finger point and look for excuses instead of looking inside. And they actually use some of the framing and reframing coaching tools with each other. So, for example, they were blaming their suppliers for not being able to produce on time and do a very challenging task. But they started to look at, wow, the level of risk we are asking them to take is no wonder they don't want to take that risk. And wow, instead of coaching them, we're taking it away from them and we're doing it at the end of that 2 days. They had actually resolved and committed to real action to address 5 issues that had been lasting for 10 months. And all of a sudden, they felt energized. And it was not about finger-pointing and blaming. It was about just needing to reframe the way we were looking at this and taking on personal accountability for addressing it very differently. So very empowering for them.
The connections is something worth pointing out here, Jocelyn, as well, that we tend to take our relationships for granted. We stop listening to other people because we've heard them say these things before. In essence, we stop respecting the people around us. And we don't do it because we're bad people or evil. We do it because we're trying to get through the day in the most efficient way possible. And it's a heck of a lot easier to tell everybody what to do than to listen to them and actually try to understand them. So the story that Joanne tells, it's also interesting to see over the time period how people had to shift from taking those relationships for granted to seeing them with fresh eyes and to recreating the kind of relationship where you can have a true collaboration.
Where I find centered leadership skills being the most powerful is when you equip your best talent, who are really what I call the quote-unquote the positive deviants, the leaders of change who are already being the leader that you want to see more of into the future. And you take these networks of leaders within across the organization and you connect them together and you equip them with the centered leadership skills in